This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Today, it's coverage of the boys' state championship basketball games from Lincoln. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. Today, six state champions will be crowned from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. We'll send you there live coming up, but first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll have all the action from Lincoln coming up right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we get ready for Championship Saturday in the 2010 Nebraska State High School Boys Basketball Tournament. The New Tech Seed pregame show starts game one of six as the Overton Eagles take on the Freeman Falcons for the Class D1 State Basketball Championship. Overton making their first trip to the state finals since being the runner-up in Class D 40 years ago in 1970. Freeman is in the state finals for the second year in a row. They were the runner-up just last year, too. The Ravenna Blue Jays in C2. Freeman has been doing very well in C2. Now they're back down in D1. So last year in C2, made it to the finals and lost to Ravenna. That is one of the three losses for the Overton Eagles this year to the Ravenna Blue Jays. We'll take a break and be back and give you more on this championship Saturday in 1 minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Here is our lineup for this championship Saturday from the Devaney Center. Following our game at 11:30, it will be a rematch of last year's C1 state championship game as the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks go for their third consecutive state championship when they take on Shadron. St. Cecilia had a huge lead yesterday over Norfolk Catholic, then struggled from the line down the stretch before posting a 55-52 victory. For Shadron, they rallied to beat Minden in the early game yesterday, 55-47. Then at 1:30, Class B should be an entertaining game when Omaha Scott takes on South Sioux City. Scott beat Beatrice 46-43 and South Sioux beat Ralston 65-55. At 5 o'clock, the D2 final, Ewing will take on Hampton. At 7 o'clock, the Class A final, Omaha Central will take on Norfolk. Last night, a 1-point and a 2-point semifinal in Class A. Norfolk beat Creighton Prep 53-51, and Omaha Central beat Southeast 53-52. And then the final tonight, scheduled for 9 o'clock, will be the defending champion Ravenna Blue Jays taking on Archbishop Bergen of Fremont. Bergen upset Axtell last night 52-43, while Ravenna defeated Johnson County 60-57. We will come back and take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for this state championship right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
see the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at State. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Back to the Devaney Center. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for our 2010 D1 State Boys Basketball Championship. Brought to you by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off today, for the Falcons of Freeman High School, number 14 is a 5 foot 10 inch senior guard, Eric Rapp. He averages 8 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Number 22, 6 foot 4 inch sophomore guard is Adam Frerich. Averages 5.5 points and 2.5 rebounds. Number 34, 6 foot 5 inch sophomore, Kellen Unvert. Averages 6 points and 4.5 rebounds. The big fella in the middle is number 35, 6 foot 9 inch senior, Kyle Schlake. Averages 18 points and 9.5 rebounds per ball game, and he has been a stud throughout his career for the Falcons. And finally, number 40 is a 6 foot senior, Jordan Pella. He averages 12 points per ball game and 4.5 rebounds. The head coach of the Freeman Falcons is Jim McLaughlin, assisted by Kurt Little. Freeman is 25-2 on the season, ranked second in the state in Class D1. To make it to the state tournament, they defeated Lewiston and Pawnee City in the sub-districts and East Butler in the district final. Here at the state tournament, Freeman took care of Sandhills Thedford 54-43 and then defeated Emerson Hubbard yesterday by a score of 43-36. For Freeman, they don't have a whole lot coming off the bench. It's basically the starting five, and if they get in any trouble after that, they will not have much depth, and that's kind of the story for Overton as well. Freeman averages 53.5 points on offense, only gives up 35.5 on defense. They were the state C2 runner-up. Freeman High School is Adams and Philly, the consolidation in southeastern Nebraska. Now the starting lineup for the Overton Eagles. Number 21, 5'11 senior guard Jared Hodgson averages 6 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Number 31, 6 foot junior guard Brady Weiss, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Number 33, 5'11 junior Zach Olmstead averages 9.5 points and 6 rebounds. Number 35, 6 foot 2 inch sophomore Jake Olmstead, 18 points, 7 rebounds a game. And number 45, 6 foot 2 inch senior Jared Schaefer averages 15.5 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Overton Eagles, Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little and Josh Warren. They are 21-3 on the season. Their three losses come to Ravenna and Axtell twice. To make it to state, they defeated Elwood and Arapahoe in the sub-districts, Loup City in the district final, and here at the state tournament, Overton beat Randolph 55-45 and Humphrey St. Francis 54-46. They average 63 points on the offense, give up 49 on the defense. It's their first trip to state since 2003 and their first trip to the finals since 1970 out of the Fort Kearney Conference. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Terry. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Championship Saturday tips off with the D1 final between Overton and Freeman right after this timeout on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Along with our producer, engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln as we are ready for 2010 State High School Championship Basketball. Freeman, the home team, will wear the white with the blue trim. Overton, the traveling team, will wear the blue with the white and black trim. Obviously, the story is, can Overton negate the height advantage that Freeman has? But Freeman has not been blowing out teams here at the state tournament, so expect a low-scoring ball game here today. And if Overton can get up and down the floor, they've got a chance to win their first ever state basketball championship. Jumping center will be the 6'9 senior Kyle Schlake for Freeman and the 6'2" senior Jared Schaefer for Overton. And the whistle blows. We're ready to get things underway. The ball is in the air. The opening tip will be, as expected, won by Freeman. They'll move from left to right. Overton from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Eric Rapp goes up top. They try to lob it down low, and Freeman will handle it there with Pella. On the baseline, nothing there, so he'll kick it back out top. Back over to Pella on the right wing, weak side. Good ball moved up top. Here's a 17-footer on the way. No good by Slake. And the rebound will be brought down by Jared Schaefer, who had 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 blocks in the win against St. Francis. Tries to fire it down low to Olmstead, but stepping in front and making the steal is Slake. And Overton, that was the bad news yesterday. They had 25 turnovers. They have got to handle the ball better today. That is the key to this game. Three-pointer on the left wing. On the way and good for Freeman's Eric Rip. And that starts the championship off. 3-0 in favor of the Falcons. Ravenna plays tonight in the championship game. Hastings St. Cecilia plays next to the championship game. And so we've got three area teams playing for titles today. As Schaefer tries to the baseline, up and around, Schlake and scores. Jared Schaefer took it from the left to the right, and I don't think Schlake was expecting him to take it right at him, and he did. 3-2, Freeman with the lead. Man-to-man defense here by Overton, and Schlake is guarded here in this basketball game by Schaefer, who will sag off him. And swing it over the left side. Ball comes into the hands there of Frericks. Right side, they'll lob it down to Schlake. He's way down on the baseline, though, as Schaefer pushes him out of there. Up top, they'll go to Pella. Pella, left wing. Good ball movement here and good defense by Overton. Our first 90 seconds of the game, 3-2. Freeman with the lead. Working it around the perimeter, faking the three again will be Rapp. Rip will get it back up top into the hands of Schlake. And good defense again to the man-to-man, running some picks, get it down to Schlake in the paint, fadeaway jumper on the way, and hits the front of the rim and goes in. Kyle Schlake has his first bucket of the ball game. Well defended that time by Schaefer, just a good shot by the 6'9 senior. 5-2 as Schaefer brings the ball up the floor. Also man-to-man here, it looks like, by the Freeman Falcons. Driving the baseline, Olmstead takes it at Schlake. Now he's in trouble, throws it through the baseline, gets it in the hands there of Zach Olmstead. He'll have it rejected inside by Schlake, and here comes Freeman on a fast break, take it all the way to the hole, and Schaefer blocks the shot that time of Jordan Pella. And here we come to the Overton end. The shot is up and in, and a foul to go along with it. A three-point play opportunity for Zach Olmstead. So up the floor comes Overton. And the foul is going to be called on Freeman's Unvert. Kellen Unvert, his first foul. First foul of the game on either team. And the free throw coming up here for Olmstead. Zach, no more for his defense than his offense. Misses the front and hits that front of the rim. Hits the front of the rim there, and Kyle Schlake will get the rebound. Here comes Freeman into the front court, leading it 5-4. Swing it over on the right side into the hands there of Frericks. Frericks back up top to Pella. Pella Gets it left wing, again into Schlake against the double team. Has it knocked away from behind, still fighting for it. Ball loose, Zach Olmstead with the steal. First Freeman turnover, gets it up to Jake Olmstead. Might have walked, missed the shot. Ball is deflected out of there. Rebound comes down to Frerich for Freeman. He'll get it into the hands of his guard, Eric Rapp. Rapp comes across the timeline, finds Pella. Back out to Rapp. 5-4 Freeman, 5-10 to go first quarter. Looking the right side, they'll go Schlake, free throw line jumper on the way, no good. 6-9 Pella, not afraid to step outside and shoot it, but that leaves the inside open for Jake Olmstead to pull down the rebound. And Jake will bring it to the front court and give it to Schaefer. Schaefer is guarding the game by Kellen Unford. Schaefer off the pick, brings it into the paint, takes it right at Schlake, switches hands and scores. Jared Schaefer with his second bucket, and Overton with their first lead of the championship. It is 6-5 Eagles. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Of course, there'll be television timeouts throughout the game, so keep that in mind. A little bit different for these teams than what they see all season long to maybe re-strategize. Here's a give and go inside. The shot is missed by Unvert, and the runner is brought down by Zach Olmstead. Zach will give it off to Brady Weiss, who will bring it across the timeline. And back over to Zach. Schaefer on the left wing, comes to the baseline. He is not afraid right now. Fadeaway jumper, tough shot, comes up short, no good. Rebound tipped out to Unvert. And Freeman will have the basketball. Into the front court they go. Pella on the left wing, kicks it back out to Rapp, who will reverse it right side into the hands of Frerichs. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-5 Overton. Overton's man-to-man defense has been solid. Down on the post to Schlake again. He tries to make a move inside. Schaefer blocks his shot. Out of bounds it goes. He almost came away with the ball after the block. Jared Schaefer has stepped up early, and we've got our first television timeout of the basketball game with 3:48 to go first quarter. It's Overton 6 and Freeman 5, and we're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Glad to have you along with us and to all those listening on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Out of the media timeout, it will be Freeman basketball. They'll go to the baseline, nothing there. Kick it out on the wing for a three-pointer that's up and in by Adam Frerich. So 2-for-2 from outside the arc, and Freeman leads it 8-6. You'd think that Overton would have to be the team to take the outside shots against the height of Freeman, but that's not been the case. Olmstead with it, top of the circle. Lobs it back over to Schaefer. Schaefer, right side of the key, gives it right back into the hands of Jake Olmstead. Olmstead trying to make something happen, dribbles it off a foot, and has to run it down at midcourt. So Overton has some confidence, it looks like, coming out, and that was a big thing here as Olmstead fires the long three and drains it. Jake Olmstead knocks down that three-point bucket, and it's 9-8 Overton with 3:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Both teams staying with those original starters so far in this game. With it out of the left wing is going to be Rapp. Rapp back to the right side, and Pella will hold it off a couple of picks. They'll swing it right side again to Unvert. Into the corner it goes to Rapp. Trying to find Schlake here, but Schlake posted up on Schaefer, a little posting down low, a little shoving. Now they throw it to him, and Schlake over his head, which is hard to do for a 6'9 kid, and it's turnover. Second Freeman turnover, Schaefer up the floor. They sag on him. He thought about the three. Gives it back to Olmstead. Olmstead drives into the double team. Swings it over to Weiss. Weiss bounce pass into Hodgson. Hodgson's pass goes over to Schaefer. He'll take a three-pointer. That one's off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Pella. Overton missing the first three of the ball game. Freeman had hit their first two. Overton had hit their first three-point attempt. And it's 9-8 Overton with 2:15 to go here in quarter number one. Pass is tipped, but Schlake's able to pick it up, tries to throw it back into the paint to Unvert, and stolen away. Zach Olmstead has it, and up the floor he comes. Freeman hustles back and Overton will go to the outside three-pointer. Looks like it might have been partially blocked, and it comes into the hands of Kyle Schlake. So Overton, the last few trips down the floor, three straight threes, only able to connect on one. Still leading by one, 9-8. Free throw line, they'll lob it to Schlake. Fadeaway jumper right baseline, off the heel, no good. Over the back, going to be called on Freeman, it looks like. Well, let's see. Hodgson got the ball, but maybe that's where the foul is. Let's find out. I think so. Foul is on Jared Hodgson. That'll be his first. It's the first foul of the game on Overton. Each team's only been called for one. So it will be Freeman basketball. With a minute 40 to go first quarter, they give it to Schlake on the high post. He backs in and walked with the basketball. He leaned and didn't have anybody to lean on. And Freeman now has four turnovers here in the first quarter of play. 1:36 to go here for the Overton Eagles, leading it 9-8. And into the ball game, Jacob Jensen. He and Matt Ayton really will be the only two subs that Coach Jay Stair will go with. Jay, of course, has won a state championship, but that was in six-man football at Litchfield right before he came to Overton. And making his first trip to state, trying to win it all here. Olmstead with it inside to Jensen, couldn't handle the pass, and it's going to be picked off. Coming out of there with the basketball was Jordan Pella. Second turnover for Overton, and the score remains 9-8 Eagles as we have hit the one-minute mark here in quarter number one. Up top, Schlake swings it left side. They'll go to Frerichs. Frerichs back up top to Unvert. Unvert will hand it off there to Rapp. Rapp off the pick, comes left side, guarded by Hodgson on the low post. They get it. Inside shot, going to be blocked, and a foul called. It'll send Pella to the line. The foul will be on Jake Olmstead, his first. So we will see our first free throws of the game for Freeman. And at the line will be Jordan Pella, who has yet to score here in this basketball game. A chance to tie and maybe take the lead here for Freeman in the final minute of the first quarter. And the lefty puts it up, no good, in and out. Into the ball game, Matt Ayton for Overton. And checking out for a breather is Brady Weiss. So both teams are going to survive this first quarter. No big runs by either team. Second free throw now coming up. And Pella will not get this one to go either. Rebound brought down by Schaefer. And Jared will walk the ball up the floor. Usually the kids are pretty knowledgeable. Coach Stair doesn't have to tell them a whole lot as far as play for the last shot or the play to run. They've been pretty mature about all that, even without a ton of seniors. Schaefer with it at the top of the circle. Clock is whittled down to 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Schaefer's going to back it out. And Overton's just going to hold for the last shot here, and it looks like they should have the lead after the first quarter. Schaefer takes a little bit of a drive, now dumps it into the corner, trying to find Jensen, not there, lobs it to Hodgson, Hodgson out to Ayton. Ayton's going to fire the three, and it's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Adam Frerich. Still plenty of time here with 8 seconds as they come across the timeline. Wrapped to the right side, Schlake with a pick. They give it back to him. He drives, he's fouled, and what's the call? A blocking foul on Overton. Boy, Schlake set an illegal pick, then he walked, and then he might have caused a charge. We'll watch the replay. Well, it definitely wasn't a charge. He got fouled. Sliding over late there was Olmstead. And they're going to call the foul on Matt Ayton. I think they called it on Matt Ayton. And the free throw is up and good for Schlake. That'll be the third point of the game for Schlake. We are tied at 9 with 3 seconds remaining in the quarter. Second free throw for Schlake. It is good. And Overton, maybe a chance to heave one from half court. Hodgson gives it to Olmstead. Olmstead has it partially blocked, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Our 2010 D1 State Boys Championship game, Freeman 10, Overton 9. And we're back with more in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, Service Manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well?
We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Along with our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. It'll be Overton with the basketball, trailing by 1, 10-9 to start the second quarter. Matt Ayton is in the ball game into the second quarter, along with Weiss, Schaefer, and both Jake and Zach Olmstead. 10-9, Freeman with the lead. Freeman's going to extend their zone defense this time around, change things up a little bit. Matt Ayton, jump pass over the top, gives it to Weiss, to Schaefer. Schaefer inside to Olmstead, up and under. The shot spins off the rim, no good that time from Zach, and the rebound brought down by Schlake, his third. Freeman only 1 2-point bucket there in the first quarter. They hit a couple of threes and a couple of free throws. Now the ball stolen away by Weiss, and Weiss will go in for the uncontested layup, and Overton leads. First bucket of the ball game for Weiss. Freeman with their fifth turnover. Overton has two. Rebounds Freeman, 6, Overton 4. Free throw shooting 2 of 4, Freeman 0 of 1, Overton. 3-point shooting 2 of 2, Freeman 1 of 4 for the Eagles. Schlake at the top of the circle. Swings it over to the right side to Pella. Pella back up top to Unvert. Left wing, they'll go to Frerichs. Frerichs top of the key again. Schlake's not afraid to get out of the paint. And that may be beneficial from time to time as they lob it down to him. And it's knocked out of his hands by Olmstead. Jake knocked it out of there, and another Freeman turnover. Up the floor comes Zach Olmstead. He has it knocked away, but Jake runs it down. Right in front of the Freeman bench. Back up top, Schaefer. Jared with 4 points to lead the way here for Overton in the early going. 11-10 Eagles, and Schaefer has the ball out between the circles. Jared, couple of dribbles, swings it back over to Weiss. Into the corner they go, Olmstead. Jake drives the baseline. Cut off there by Schlake. Needs some help. Tries to throw it off Schlake's leg. Doesn't work, and the ball's turned over. Nice athletic play there by the senior in Kyle Schlake. And Overton will have the basketball, Overton will have the turnover for the third time. And Olmstead trying to knock it away from Unvert. Into the hands of Pella. Up top, Frerichs works it with a left-hand dribble. Down low to Unvert. He walked with the basketball. He leaned in, trying to get a little closer to the hoop. And call for the travel. Freeman, 3 straight turnovers here in quarter number 2. And Jared Hodgson will check back into the ball game here for the Eagles. Jared, the 5'11 senior. He and Jared Schaefer are the only 2 seniors on this entire Overton Eagle roster. 6 minutes to go, first half, 11-10 Overton, and Hodgson has it in front of us here at the Devaney Center. He'll kick it back up top and reverse it right wing to Schaefer. Schaefer, they want to get it into Olmstead. Skip pass over to Jake. Jake's going to try the long three, and it is off the mark, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, off of Overton. So Overton hit that first three-pointer of the game, but nothing after that. Freeman's going to go to the bench, and Dallas Ashelford is going to check into the game, and we have a television timeout here on the floor. 5:47 to go, first half of play, Overton 11, Freeman 10. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Championships on ESPN Radio.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have all the first half stats, and we'll update you on what else is going on at the state tournament on this championship Saturday, plus consolation games. Don't forget, on the Breeze 94.5 FM, the C1 consolation just getting underway here at 10 o'clock. Minden and Norfolk Catholic, and then at 2 we'll have the Axtell-Johnson County game as well on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Right now, Freeman has the basketball, and Pella has it up top. It is 11-10 Overton, 5.5 to go, second quarter. Off the pick, Schlake comes out, couple of dribbles covered by Schaefer. Boy, Jared has done a great job so far. Swing it to the weak side, there's Unvert. Unvert back up top, Pella. Overton, good defense. I mean, that's all you can say. Ashelford gets rid of it. They have been very patient, and Freeman continues to work it. They'll settle for a three up top that is in and out, no good, and Schlake's going to be called over the back for the personal foul. Off the missed three from Eric Rapp. Rapp had hit one earlier in the game. Schlake with his first personal foul, second team foul on the Falcons. So Freeman is stuck on 10 and still only 1 2-point field goal for a team that has a 6'9 center. So hard to believe as Overton playing great defense on him, but more outside than inside for Freeman. I think that's why they don't score as many points throughout the season and here at the state tournament. Schaefer comes into the double team over Schlake. The jumper no good. Schlake will pull down his fourth rebound. Overton hasn't not been very intimidated by Schlake. Pella to the other end, takes it to the hole, and they'll score. Add a little seam, and Jordan Pella drives the left baseline and puts it off the glass and scores. 12-11 Freeman in a low-scoring game. We expected it would be. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Jake Holmes into the right-hand corner to Hodson. Hodson back up top, Schaefer. Schaefer still looking right side. Weiss over here all alone on the left wing, and he'll take the pass from Schaefer. Into the corner, Hodson, open, three, on the way, will not go. And the backside rebound, nobody grabs it, out of bounds, off of Overton. And Freeman will handle the basketball here, and back into the game will be Adam Frericks. So Freeman has played 6 kids, Overton 7, and that's probably all you're going to see in a regular rotation here. And quickly back out of the game was Dallas Ashelford, so he didn't play much here at all, less than a couple of minutes. Overton brings it up. Freeman brings it up with a one-point lead over Overton, 12-11. Unvert to the right side, Frericks, guarded by Weiss and the man-to-man. Off a couple of picks, they'll go up top to Rapp. Didn't really even look to shoot. Back to Pella. Up top, Schlake. Screen and run, screen and go. That's what we see a lot of from Freeman. It's all about the screen here. And then eventually they lob it in. And going for the steal, Olmstead didn't get it, so Pella drives, no good. A rebound is tipped out to Zach Olmstead. Zach will push the ball up the floor on the right side, find the trailer, Schaefer. Schaefer swings it over to Olmstead. This time it's Jake. Jake down the middle. He'll put it up. Schlake blocked it, and the ball picked up there by Pella. Second block for Kyle Schlake. Up the floor on the left wing, Eric Rapp. Rapp spins around one, around two, finds Pella, fakes the three. He'll come into the paint, back out top, Unvert for the three, and it's good. Kellen Unvert nails the three-point bucket, the third of the game for Freeman. And it's 15-11. Falcons lead it by four. That's the longest lead of the game by either team. Falcon fans really fired up about that one after their team moved the ball very well. Schaefer into the corner to Olmstead. Calls for the ball. Jake goes back out to Schaefer. Schaefer top of the circle. Swings it on the right wing. 2 weeks. And Overton has kind of quit putting their head down and driving. Here's a three-pointer by Olmstead. It comes up short. The threes are not falling. And Schlake gets another rebound. Hands it off there to his point guard, Eric Rapp, into the front court they go. So in this low-scoring game now, all of a sudden, Overton needs to stop here. 15-11. Overton with only 2 points so far here in the second quarter, and we've played over 4.5 minutes. Driving in Rapp, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, Pella, and it is good. So the three-pointers are falling right now for Freeman, and a timeout will be called by the Overton Eagles. With 2:31 to go in the first half of play, it is Freeman 18 and Overton 11. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. The Overton Eagles have not scored in 5 minutes, and they find themselves trailing 18-11. They have the ball after calling the 30-second timeout. And into the front court they come with Schaefer. They're missing their threes, and on the other side, Freeman is not. The ball goes down low. It's knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say that it was last touched by Overton, and it's Freeman basketball. Boy, that sure looked like it went off Freeman, and we play 15 seconds, and it's time for another television timeout. So Overton with their fourth turnover. They had a play set up there out of the timeout and could not finish it off. So another television timeout. We'll take it with them. 18-11 Freeman, 2:20 to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at state. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Don't forget, coming up next here on ESPN Radio, it is the Class C1 state championship game, and it should be an outstanding one as Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Shadron to the final for the second straight year. Right here, it's Freeman 18, Overton 11, and Freeman against the full court pressure. Breaks it, and Pella's going to bring it right into the lane. Pulls up off the heel. Shot won't go. Rebound brought down by Olmstead. Outlet pass over Weiss and out of bounds. Back-to-back turnovers here for the Eagles. Overton is shooting 29% in the ball game. Freeman is shooting 40%, but that's because they are 4 of 5 from three-point land. That's why they're leading the ball game. Freeman's 4 of 5, and Overton's 1 of 7 from beyond the arc. And that's the difference. There has not been a whole lot inside the arc offensively. Haven't been a lot of fast break points. And Pella up top with it. Fakes the 3, comes into the high post, bounce pass back out to Unvert. Minute 50 to go in the half, 18 to 11, Freeman. Off the pick, back to Unvert. Looking for Schlake down low. Schaefer is negating him right now. Frederick drives, kicks it back out. Here's Pella. Pella back over on the left wing to Rapp. Swings it right side to Unvert. Still looking inside. They haven't given it to Schlake yet this possession. That usually means they fire something up from the outside. Pella off the pick. Decides to take it down the middle of the floor and scores. Jordan Pella off the dribble has 7 of his team's 10 points in the quarter. And it's 20-11. Freeman by 9. A minute 15 to go here. Overton being held in check offensively. Schaefer picks up the dribble. Swings it over to Weiss. Weiss has Schlake come firing out on him and then tries to fire it inside. The ball is tipped, and the officials looking to see whose ball it is, and they got it right this time. It was last touch there by the Falcons. When Schlake came out, Weiss made the nice play, or the good read, trying to get it to Zach Olmstead, who will now check out, and Jacob Jensen will check into the ball game here for the Eagles. Schaefer to throw it in from the baseline. Overton needs a bucket here. Looking, and has to go to his outlet, Weiss. Weiss, top of the circle, comes into the free throw line. Bounce pass to the baseline is kicked away. 4 consecutive turnovers for Overton. Under a minute to go. So after a solid first quarter, the second quarter has not been good for the Eagles. And here comes Rapp, left wing. Gets it down on the low post. Turnaround jumper off the iron and in for Jordan Pella. Right now, he's the man that's taken over the game. 22-11, Freeman. Overton brings the ball into the front court. With it is Weiss between the circles. 35 seconds to go. Schaefer trying to drive. They've got him double-teamed, triple-teamed. He'll kick it out to Jensen. Reverse it over to Olmstead. Jake into the paint. He'll come around Schlake and draw the foul. They know when they take it at Kyle Schlake, they have to adjust in midair. And the foul will be on Schlake. That'll be his second, just the third foul of the half called on the Freeman Falcons. At the line, Jacob Olmstead to shoot 2 free throws. With just 26 seconds remaining here in the half. And the first free throw is on the way and in. Olmstead, who has the only 3 in the game for Overton, gets the first point for the Eagles in 7 minutes. 22-12. Second free throw now for Olmstead is on the way, and it will roll around and in. 5 points for Olmstead. 22-13, full court pressure, and Freeman gets it into Schlake, up ahead to Rapp. He's across the timeline, and Freeman has a chance at the last shot here with 20 seconds remaining. Gives it off to Pella. Pella up top to Rapp, 15 seconds. He'll hold the ball, and put the dribble left side, 9 seconds. Guarded there by Hodson, picks his dribble up, almost walked. Up top they go, and the three-pointer is blocked by Schaefer. Schaefer tries to save it, 2 seconds, 1 second, and in the backcourt, oh, they called a charge on Olmstead with 1 second from 90 feet away. Now, was it after the buzzer? There's a call I've never seen. There is no time left here. Great play by Schaefer on the block. I think you wave this off. Yeah, they're going to call the foul, I think. There is going to be an offensive foul on Olmstead. Jake Olmstead going to be called for the offensive foul. And that'll be his second, the team's third. And apparently they're going to put more time back on the clock. So there's 1 second here, and Freeman actually gets a chance to take the ball out underneath their own hoop. Olmstead ran down that loose ball, and then he tried to clear himself for a heave at the horn. Let's see if Freeman gets lucky here. Rapp to throw it in the corner, a fadeaway three, in and out again. Wow. So Overton survives that. Coach Jay Stair not happy about that call at all, and walks slowly off the floor. We are at halftime of the boys' D1 state championship game. It is the Freeman Falcons 22 and the Overton Eagles 13. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in 1 minute here on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where we continue on this championship Saturday with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of our D1 championship game, it is Freeman 22 and Overton 13, as Freeman outscores Overton 12-4 in the second quarter of play. Freeman going for a state championship after coming up as the runner-up last year in C2 to the Ravenna Blue Jays. And for the first time in 40 years, Overton is in a state championship. So they're trying to pick up their first ever championship game, because back in 1970 they ended up as the Class D runner-up. Overton looks good defensively. They seem to be playing well. They just can't get anything to go offensively, shooting just 29% from the floor, while Freeman is shooting 42%. And inside, really, Jared Schaefer's been the only one to make any progress against Kyle Schlake. Now, Schlake does have 2 fouls, the 6'9 senior center for Freeman. So if Overton could probably get him on the bench with a third foul early in the third quarter, maybe that would open things up and allow a little more inside offense to take place here for Overton. Otherwise, they're going to have to knock down some threes, and that's flat out the difference in this ball game. Freeman has knocked down 4 threes out of 7 attempts, and Overton has knocked down 1 3-pointer out of 7 attempts. That's 9 points. What's the lead? 9, 22-13. So that's where we stand here at halftime. We'll take a look at the first half stats and tell you what's still to come on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in 1 minute.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free
estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at what's still to come in the state basketball tournament today. In Class C1, it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Shadron in a rematch of last year's state final, which St. Cecilia won by 3. And we'll have all the games here for you on ESPN Radio. St. Cecilia and Shadron going at 11:30 in the Class C1 final. Then it will be the Class B final, scheduled for 1:30, probably start closer to 2. It'll be South Sioux City taking on Omaha Scutt. And then in our evening session tonight, it will be Ewing and Hampton in the D2 final at 5 o'clock. The Class A final at 7 will have Norfolk taking on Omaha Central. And the Class C2 final at 9 will have Ravenna, the defending state champions, taking on Bergen. We also have action going on our sister stations, the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Ravenna-Bergen game can be heard there tonight as well. Currently, Minden and Norfolk Catholic are battling in the consolation game in C1. And at 2 o'clock, Axtell will take on Johnson County in the consolation game in C2. Both of those games on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Other consolation games going on today in Class B. Ralston and Beatrice are currently battling. The 12 noon consolation games will be Emerson Hubbard and Humphrey St. Francis in D1, Hay Springs and Hay Center in D2, and then the other consolation game at 2 outside of the Axtell-Johnson County game is Creighton Prep taking on Lincoln Southeast in Class A. So that's where we're at here at the state basketball tournament. If you didn't stay up late last night, we can let you know that the Hastings College men's basketball team ousted in round two of the NAIA National Tournament 100-83 by the defending national champions from Oklahoma Wesleyan. Now also the Nebraska women will be playing Texas A&M at 12 noon today in the Big 12 Conference women's semifinal, and that game will be coming up on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this timeout on ESPN.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Barney.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our D1 championship game. First of all, for Overton, it is Brady Weiss with 2 points. Zach Olmstead, 2 points, two rebounds. Jacob Olmstead, 5 points, two rebounds. And Jared Schaefer, 4 points, five rebounds, and three block shots. Four rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first quarter, and 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Overton, 2 in the first quarter, but 5 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation, Jake Olmstead has 2, nobody else with more than 1. And, of course, that kind of a controversial call there right at the halftime buzzer, calling an offensive foul 90 feet away from the hoop. That's how Olmstead picked up that second foul. Overton had 9 points in the first quarter, but only scored 4 in the second quarter. They had a field goal in the first 35 seconds and never put another bucket in. They had a couple of free throws with 26 seconds to go, and that's all Overton managed in the second quarter. So 13 points, 9 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 7 turnovers for the top-ranked 21-3 Overton Eagles. We'll take a break and look at the numbers for the Freeman Falcons in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Falcons of Freeman High School. Eric Rapp has a three-point bucket for his total. Same for Adam Frericks. He's also got a couple of rebounds. Kellen Unverth, 3 points and one rebound. Kyle Schlake, 4 points, five rebounds, two blocks. Jordan Pella has one rebound as well, although I better update that here on the official stats. Outside of Schlake having five, they've got Eric Rapp for two rebounds here in the first half. They have got Mr. Frericks for two rebounds, one rebound for Kyle Unverth, five for Schlake, and they have two for Jordan Pella. So in the first quarter, six rebounds. In the second quarter, nine rebounds for Freeman. Free throw shooting 2 of 4 in the first quarter. They did not attempt one in the second quarter. 3-point shooting 2 of 2 in the first quarter and 2 of 5 in the second quarter of play. Let's double check that. Yeah, that's 2 of 5 in the second quarter of play. And from the 3-point arc, they are 4 of 7 here in the first half. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Foul situation for Freeman. Schlake has 2, and there are only 3 total fouls called on Freeman in the first half. 10 points in the first quarter, 12 points in the second quarter, and at the half, Freeman 22 points, 15 rebounds, 2 of 4 from free throw land, 4 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 7 turnovers. In the first half, Freeman is 8 of 19 from the field for 42%, while Overton is 5 of 17 from the field for just 29% here in this basketball game. Again, your score at the half, the Freeman Falcons 22 and the Overton Eagles 13. We'll take a break and be back with more after this from the Devaney Center.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
A little extended halftime here because of the special presentations, the NSAA awarding their championship cups for sports throughout the year. Hastings St. Cecilia and Bertrand were a couple of the schools that were honored here at halftime. And don't forget the Hastings St. Cecilia boys play for a state championship coming up in just a little bit here in C1, and Blaine Bulis will step in and have the call for you here on ESPN Radio, followed by the Class B championship game between Omaha Scutt and South Sioux City. And we will take a break. Coming up, we've got second half action for you here on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm home or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We're back in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And we are back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, as we get ready to start the second half of play. And let's see if Coach Jay Stair and his crew can figure out a way to get some points on the board here. Their defense has done the job. Their offense needs to get going. Freeman, 22, and Overton, 13. Also, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to all those listening on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Freeman will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. And it looks like the original starters are in there. Eric Rapp, Adam Frerich, Kellen Unvert, Kyle Schlaken, Jordan Pella. And for Overton, it's Jared Hodgson, Brady Weiss, Zach Olmstead, Jake Olmstead, and Jared Schaefer. And trying to come out and put some intensity immediately on the ball is Jared Hodgson. Schlake will take it out top. Looks like Overton really wants to get things going here defensively. They'll have to keep an eye that they don't overrun the play. Pella for three. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound is a tie-up. And Schlake and Schaefer will tie up the basketball. The arrow points the way of Overton, of course, since that was the first possession of the third quarter. And the Eagles with the basketball. Up the floor with it, Jared Schaefer. Top of the circle. Going to face, it looks like, a zone here from Freeman inside, just like they've been doing. Olmstead blocked out of bounds by Schlake. So they'll live with that. They have to take it at the big fella, see what he's going to do. And I would imagine next time they're going to take it at him, and when he comes at him, they'll just throw it right behind him for a backdoor layup. Let's see if that's the case. Inbounds pass comes out top to Olmstead, and he walked with the basketball, faking the three with nobody on him, and then he tried to drive the lane, and he traveled. Eighth turnover Overton. And again, they had 25 yesterday. They've got to take care of the basketball. They had some problems there in the second quarter of this contest. So pressure in the backcourt, full court, man-to-man being put on here. Hodgson trying to make life miserable for Eric Rapp. Rapp will work him into the front court, 5 second count on. Up top, the ball knocked away, but Olmstead couldn't grab it as he ran into Hodgson. Pella now has it in front of us. 22-13, Freeman, first minute, and the ball is turned over. Thrown behind Frericks, and Freeman with their eighth turnover. So the team's equal amount of turnovers there in the first half of play. Overton with the basketball. See if they can get something going offensively here, get their fans into it, get their blood going a little bit. Hodgson in the left-hand corner. Kicks it back to Olmstead. Jake thought about the long three. Now he's going to drive into the paint, kick it out Schaefer. Schaefer for three, and it's good. Jared Schaefer with his first three-pointer of the ball game. That breaks a streak of six consecutive misses outside the arc. 22-16. Up the floor, Schaefer knocked it behind from Pella, and the steal is made. Now Jared brings it up the court right side on Unvert. Pulls up and goes to Olmstead. Here's Jake taking it to the hole, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Falcons. And they're going to give him a free throw. They're going to say it was on the shot. That could have been debatable one way or the other. Kellen Unvert's calling for the foul, and that'll be his second personal foul. Unvert and Schlake each have two. Nobody else on the team has been called for a foul. And at the line will be Jake Olmstead. He's the man that shot a pair of free throws in the second quarter and made them both. Here he puts this one up and in. 22-17, Freeman. Second free throw coming up for Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead leading the team in scoring at nearly 18 a game. Puts this one up and in. He's got 7 of the 18, and a 5-0 start to the half here for Overton. Cuts that lead from 9-4, and the full court pressure now, a little zone trap, making Freeman work with the basketball. Skip pass into the front court. They'll go to Rapp. Rapp brings it to Pella. Pella attacks, puts it up, no good. Unvert backside rebound up and in. Kellen Unvert was there for the backside putback, and it's 24-18 Freeman. Schaefer up the floor. Backs into the post. Now kicks it out. Olmstead holds the ball. Back up to Schaefer. Really been kind of a three-man game. Weiss and Hodgson have not been involved offensively, and another reach-in foul going to be called on Freeman. No shot here, but it will be the second foul. And let's see who the foul is called on. It's going to go on Frericks. Adam with his first personal foul. And Overton will take it out underneath their own hoop, trying to go cross corner and throws it right to Unvert. And Unvert will make the steal. And now in the backcourt, troubles for Rapp. Needs some help and finds Unvert. Into the front court, Pella, unguarded, decides not to take the three. And he'll settle it down to Schlake. Schlake on Schaefer, turnaround jumper up, no good, but they've called the foul on Jared Schaefer. And that'll be his first personal foul of the game. First team foul of the half. And Schlake will go to the line and shoot two. He is 2 for 2 at the line, has 4 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. The 6'9" senior here for the Overton Eagle, or for the Freeman Falcons. And the first free throw is on the way, and it spins out, no good. 24-18, Freeman. Second free throw. And Schlake will put this one up, and that one bounces around and in. So he gets 1 of 2 and makes it a 7-point lead. 25-18, Freeman. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Ball up top, Schaefer. Swings it over to Olmstead. Jake against the double team, tries to dribble around it. The pass is kicked. And a restart here for Overton. They'll take it out on the side. You're listening to KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Championship Saturday, game one of the championships here in D1. And Freeman leading Overton, 25-18. Olmstead down low, Zach out to Jake in the corner for three, and it's nothing but net for Jake Olmstead. He now has a team-high 10 points, and it's 25-21 Freeman. Up the floor, Pella gives it off to Schlake, gets into the hoop. Schaefer blocked his shot. Schaefer elevates and swats it out of there. Fourth block of the game for Schaefer, and the other end, a bucket would really get the crowd in it. Ball fake to the baseline. His pass, though, is deflected and turned over. Kind of the same thing that happened all day yesterday. Just when Overton had a chance to get a couple of nice plays in a row, something like that would happen, a turnover or a foul or something, to slow the momentum. So Freeman gets it back. What a block the last time down by Schaefer on the 6-9 Schlake. Schlake at the top of the circle with it. Swings it right side. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Rapp. Long rebound. Unvert has it. He'll throw it up. No good. Schlake has it up and in, and the foul. Kellen Unvert kept it alive, and then Schlake had an easy putback, and Overton was out of position trying to get the rebound. The foul will be on Brady Weiss. That'll be his first and the team's second. Schlake will go to the line and try and complete the three-point play. 27-21 Freeman, and in for the Falcons. The only kid that they have subbed all game, Dallas Ashelford, will check in. And checking out will be Pella, who leads his team with 9 points, got them all in the second quarter. And Schlake now to put the free throw up, and it is too strong. Into the corner, Jared Schaefer will pull down his 7th rebound of the basketball game. Schaefer will bring the ball up for the left-hand dribble. Now goes to the right, top of the circle, swings it over to Olmstead. Jake to the baseline, draws the double team, tries to throw it back out, and it's picked off by Rapp. Rapp up the floor. Comes across the timeline, guarded by Hansen, gets it to Unvert in the left-hand corner to Ashelford. Bounce pass down low, Schlake, turnaround jumper. Oh, Schaefer blocked the shot, and they called it for a foul. Oh, Schaefer had a clean block. That was a bad one there, boys and girls. Second foul on Schaefer. And that was right in front of us. 27-21, Schlake gets bailed out here. Schaefer with great defense. And Schlake will put the first free throw up, no good. Even if he's not making his free throws, Schaefer cannot get in foul trouble. Second free throw coming up. And it is on the way, and it is good. So 1 of 2 again for Schlake, and it's 28-21. Freeman back up by 7 with 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Schaefer brings the ball up the floor. Stops the top, circle swings it right side. Hodgson. Hodgson will hold it, dribble in place, and give it back to Schaefer. Schaefer still kind of steaming from that foul call. Gives it to Olmstead, who drives, dishes it to Schaefer. Schaefer pull-up jumper for three, no good. Olmstead had the ball, has it knocked away, out of bounds off Freeman. So it will be Overton basketball, and we will have a television timeout. With exactly 4 minutes to go in this basketball game's third quarter of play, it is Freeman 28, Overton 21, and you're listening to the D1 State Boys Championship game on ESPN Radio.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at state. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Thanks for listening to ESPN Radio's coverage of the Boys State High School basketball tournament. It is Overton ball out of the TV timeout, trailing 28-21 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Into the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer guarded there by Jordan Pella. Back up top to Weiss. Weiss will control it at midcourt and swing it back over to Schaefer. Looking inside for Olmstead. And Zach is covered. Up to Jake. Three-pointer. Got it. Jake Olmstead starting to feel it. He's got 8.25 and 13 of the ball game, and he's keeping Overton in it offensively. 28-24 as Schlake brings it across the timeline for the Falcons. Schaefer catches up to him, picks his dribble up, needs some help, goes to Pella. Olmstead traps him over here with Schaefer. Pella with a basketball into the corner they go. Now down to Schlake on the low block. Spin move, turnaround jumper up and in. Schaefer had to be a little bit concerned there after being dinged for back-to-back fouls. And Schlake will lay it up and in. He's got six in the quarter. 30-24 Freeman. Answering the Overton three with a deuce of their own. Schaefer up top with the basketball. Looks left to Hodgson, swings it to Weiss in the corner. Olmstead for another three, but Schlake comes out there and blocks it out of bounds. Kyle Schlake with his fourth block of the basketball game. So he and Schaefer not afraid to get up and throw that trash out. Weiss to throw it in. Another opportunity here for the Overton Eagles. Olmstead for a long three. That's way off the mark, and it comes down to Schlake. Probably one that they didn't want there. Schlake with his eighth rebound. And here comes the Freeman Falcons, a chance to extend the six-point lead. Overton has been as close as four, but no closer since the first quarter. Schlake to the right wing. Gets it into the hands of Rapp. Back up top to Unvert. Unvert holds the ball on the right side. Again, they'll lob it into Schlake. Schlake spin move. He's double-teamed. Now has to kick it out to Rapp. Up top to Pella. Quick reversal left side. They'll get it to Frerichs. He'll drive baseline. Drives in. Shot block. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Freeman with the block. That time was Zach Olmstead. Some great elevation. Got some kids in this gym that can jump. And they're wearing Overton uniforms. They don't have the height that Freeman has, but they're playing well. Back into the game, Dallas Ashelford for Freeman. 25-2 Falcons, 21-3 Eagles. Freeman's two losses this year to Lincoln Christian and to Tri-County by one. As we told you, Overton lost to Axtell, the conference champion, twice, and Ravenna, who's playing for the C2 final. Olmstead trapped, swings it out to Schaefer. It's really become, as we said earlier, a two, maybe a three-man game offensively here. As Schaefer comes into the lane, he's going to take it up and around. Schlake hits the heel, won't go, fights for his own rebound, got it, back up, no good. This time it will come down to Rapp. Good hustle in there by Jared Schaefer. Just couldn't get it to fall. And up the floor, they'll get it to Pella. Pella sees a little room. Collision, puts it up, no good. Schlake rebound, back up and in, and a foul. Count the bucket. The foul is on Brady Weiss. And Kyle Schlake has a chance to complete another three-point play. It's been his quarter. Makes it 32-24. 1:51 to go. Good call that time. Brady Weiss did grab the arm of Schlake. Even though the Overton fans don't like it, free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound tipped wide, and Schlake makes a great play to swat it off the Overton defender and save the ball. Out of bounds to Freeman. 9th rebound of the ball game for Schlake. Overton needs to hang on now. They seemed to outplayed Freeman here in the quarter, yet they've only made up 1 point since half. Freeman to throw it in from in front of their own bench. Up top to Rapp. Over to Pella. Off the pick. Can't get the three away. Drives the baseline into the hole. Up and in. Jordan Pella with a nice move to the hoop. And the lead is back to 10. 34-24 Freeman. Overton to the right side, Schaefer. Three threes and two free throws. That's been the scoring in this quarter. As Olmstead's going to try and change that. Drives, kicks it out to Weiss. Weiss comes to the hoop, and he's blocked by Schlake. Blocked by Schlake again. Schlake gets out of there with a basketball. Six blocks now for Kyle Schlake. A minute 17 to go. Pella runs to the other end to Unvert. Blocked once, then throws it back up. No good. Schlake up and in, and a foul. And all they do is call fouls on Overton, and Schlake keeps going to the line. A huge run here in the last minute and a half for the Freeman Falcons. And we'll try and pick up the foul here. It looks like it's going to be on Jared Hodgson, maybe, as the free throw by Schlake is up and in. And that makes it 37-24. Freeman with their biggest lead of the basketball game, now 13. There was quite the melee underneath the hoop that time, and Schlake just comes crashing through there to grab that board and stays aggressive for Freeman. Overton still shooting just 28% from the field. Olmstead, through the double team, takes it in, draws some contact off the glass and in. Olmstead the only offense right now for Overton. 37-26, under a minute to go here in quarter number three. 37-26, Freeman by 11. And Rapp comes off that, and an illegal screen. That's a makeup call on Freeman. They'll call the illegal pick on Kellen Unvert, and that's his third personal foul. And that was just a flat-out makeup call. So Overton's going to get the ball back with 45 seconds. Up top with it will be Schaefer. Schaefer to Olmstead for three. Could use it but can't get it. Tip try Hodgson, no good. Underneath, Olmstead puts it up and draws the foul. Shot won't go, but he'll get two free throws. Well, this Overton team's not going to die. They're not going to go away. They're only going to get mad. And a chance now to get back into single digits. The foul, I believe, is going to be on Kellen Unvert. And that will be, well, no, not his third. It's going to be on Schlake, his third. And so at the line, Zach Olmstead to shoot two. The first one, though, is no good. Overton has to hit their free throws if they want to come back in this ball game. Five fouls on Overton, four on Freeman. And now the second free throw coming up for Zach Olmstead. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. It's up, and it is no good. He missed them both. And Schlake will pull down the rebound, his 11th of the basketball game. To Rapp. Rapp trapped in the backcourt, and a timeout called by Freeman. That's their first of the game to save the possession. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. Freeman 37, Overton 26. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. We're right back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln with 25 seconds to go with the third quarter of the D1 State Championship. Freeman 37 and Overton 26. Freeman calling their first time out of the ball game so that they wouldn't turn it over in the backcourt. And they've got that 25 seconds to get a shot away. Overton's got to come up with a stop here. Freeman's got some momentum, and they don't want to throw more gasoline on that momentum fire. Pella behind the back dribble, stops, gives it off to Unvert, back out to Rapp. 12 seconds up top to Unvert. Schlake comes to the high post, trying to deny Rapp, but he's got it with eight. Right side, they go to Pella. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Olmstead tries to tie him up. Give and go. Pella comes in, puts the layup up, and in a foul with 2 seconds to go. Pella now with 13 points in the basketball game, 39-26. And the foul on Overton is going to be a double check. I'm not sure. They quit posting the fouls. I apologize for not getting that foul down to you. But nonetheless, a free throw coming up here for Pella. And could take the lead to 14. It's on the way, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Olmstead, and that will be the end of the third quarter of play. And your score after three is Freeman 39, Overton 26, and we're back with more on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in a minute.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Well, the offensive outlets for both teams are very limited here. In the fourth quarter, we see that Freeman's got 15 from Kyle Schlake, 13 from Jordan Pellis. So that's 28 of their 39, and they've had just five players score in the game. Overton has had just four players score. Jake Olmstead with 15, and Jared Schaefer has 12. And it will be Freeman basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. And we've got a tie-up coming in. Brady Weiss ties up Frericks, and the ball will then go to Overton. So just kind of like the third quarter started, the fourth quarter begins. Overton takes the ball away. Turnover number 10 for Freeman. Freeman is helped out by not hitting a lot of free throws. They're 5 out of 12 in the basketball game. But right now, Freeman shooting 44%, Overton 30%, and they give it right back. 12th turnover on the Eagles. And they, unfortunately, are shooting themselves in the foot when they cannot afford to do so. They'll put on full court pressure. 3-point shooting, Overton 4 of 13. Freeman is 4 of 9. And Freeman will bring the ball up the court. Jordan Pella with the basketball, hitting a nice shot right before the third quarter horn. Up top to Unvert. Kicks it to the right side. Rapp with it, trying for the steal. Olmstead almost got it, sneaking in there. Now Zach on top over here of Pella. Wasting some time on the clock here, the Freeman Falcons. Frericks on the right wing. Up top, Unvert lobs it down to Schlake. He got it. He'll put it up, and he'll miss it. He didn't know if he wanted to dunk it, and it goes right to Unvert. Then Schaefer blocked the shot. And a blocking foul is called on the shot from behind. And a one-and-one is going to be called here, sending Kellen Unvert to the line. Seventh foul called on Overton here in the half. Free throw by Unvert is good. 6 points for Kellen, and it is 40-26. Freeman with their largest lead of the game at 14. Second free throw now for Unvert. On the way, and it skips out no good. Rebound brought down by Jared Schaefer. That's his ninth of the ball game. Up the floor, Schaefer comes. He's going to put his head down, kick it out on the wing to Hodgson. Hodgson's going to fire the 18-footer. It's in and out, no good. Schlake has his 12th rebound of the basketball game. Up the floor come the Falcons to Frericks. Frericks, two-on-two, kicks it back out. Pella. Pella's going to come inside, get it to Schlake. Schlake charge. Zach Olmstead might have helped out with a little bit of a flop there, and Schlake has picked up his fourth personal foul. So the fourth foul on the big fella, Schlake, who has 15 points and 12 rebounds to lead the way for Freeman. Overton, though, down 14. You're down 14. You've only scored 26. That's a high mountain. Olmstead tries to get it inside to Zach Olmstead, and coming over the top to commit a foul, Kellen Unvert, his fourth personal foul. Well, as we said, neither team is deep, but both post players with four fouls now for Freeman. And if they can get them out of the game somehow, and Schlake's on the bench, they could get back in this game. So forget the three. Take it to the hole. Olmstead with it outside. Jake trying the spin move. Runs into Unvert. Might have walked, but they didn't call it. He'll score. I think even Jake was waiting for the whistle. He's got 17 of the game. 40-28, Freeman. And look for Freeman to use some time here. They are in trouble foul-wise with their post players, and they have not done much outside. Even when Pella scores, it's been mostly inside. They hit a lot of threes in the first half. Nothing here in the second half. Pella gives it over to Rapp. Rapp, bounce pass up top. Unvert, look for the cutter. He's covered. Swing it over to Ashelford. Ashelford back up top. Pella continues to work it around the perimeter. 6 minutes to go in the game. And the ball knocked away. Almost an over and back. Good save there by Frerich. A lot of almost turnovers here by Freeman. They could turn into layups. Pella into the right-hand corner. And Freeman really working the ball. Great defense over to him, but that clock continues to run, and that's what they want. Driving down Unvert. Unvert fouls. Charge. Wipe out the bucket. And Unvert is fouled out of the basketball game. Kellen Unvert is fouled out of the game on an offensive foul. It ain't over yet. 6 points, three rebounds to go for Kellen Unvert, and he will foul out with 5:42 to go in the basketball game, and conveniently, it's a television timeout. Freeman 40, Overton 28, the D1 State Championship continues in a minute on ESPN Radio.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Along with our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Goody with you from the Devaney Center in Lincoln in the C1 consolation game. Minden is leading Norfolk Catholic 35-29 as they get into the second half. You can hear that game on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Right here, both crowds are into it. Freeman has seen Kellen Unvert and Kyle Schlake call for three fouls between them here in the last minute. Unvert has fouled out. Schlake had four fouls and went to the bench. He is still on the bench. And Freeman, for the first time, brings in Brandon Sedlacek, a 6-foot freshman. The matchups are now there for Overton, but they find themselves down by a dozen, 40-28. Schaefer over to Weiss. Weiss swings it right side to Hodgson. He's guarded by the new kid, Sedlacek. Up top, Schaefer. Against the Freeman zone, they just need to keep taking it at him like they were doing a moment ago. Lob pass tipped away and stolen away, headed the other way for the layup. It's going to be put up and missed. Rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead, and Olmstead's going to hustle the ball off the floor. Freeman gets back defensively. Olmstead to the baseline, double team. Swings it over to Schaefer. Schaefer puts the ball on the floor. He just needs to take it in. He has got the mismatch. They're really kind of boxing and triangling and two-ing Olmstead and Schaefer here in this zone. 5 minutes to go underneath to Zach Olmstead. A little turnaround jumper off the glass rolls in. Zach Olmstead with his second bucket of the ball game. 40-30 Freeman. 4:50 to go in the championship. Full court pressure being put on, and Freeman will get it to Jordan Pella. They're going to have to rely on him to take him home if they're going to win this championship. Freeman on the right wing. Gets it to Ashelford and back up top to Rapp. Guarded by Hodgson. Rapp over to the right side, Ashelford. Overton's got to keep that intensity up because the clock continues to run. Just 4.5 to go in the championship. Rapp up top. Swings it right side. Just playing keep away right now from Overton. Jordan Pella back over to Ashelford. Ashelford just holds the ball. 5 second count on. Back up to Rapp. They go for the steal. Can't get it. Over to Pella. Long possession here for Freeman. They've had it for 40 seconds. Now Pella drives. Puts it up. Off the iron. No good. Rebound tipped out. Jared Schaefer grabs his pants. Schaefer up the floor. Thinks he can beat them all back. He'll drive. He'll shoot. He'll miss it. But a foul call and a blocking foul on Freeman. And the foul on Eric Rapp didn't get set. His first. And both teams have now been called for 7 fouls. Jared Schaefer will go to the line to shoot 2. His first free throws of the basketball game. 4:03 to go in the game. 40-30 Freeman. 40-30 Freeman as the free throw is no good. Overton is 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Freeman is 6 of 14. Second free throw now for Schaefer, up and in. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 40-31. Full court pressure on. Rapp trapped in the backcourt. They go for the steal. Can't get it. He'll get it up ahead to Pella, and they'll break the press. Into the front court, Sedlacek drives, puts it up, no good, contact, no whistle. Rebound brought down by Jared Schaefer. Freeman's missed a couple of layups. Schaefer doesn't have numbers. He'll pull back. Now attack the baseline, needs some help. Throws it into the paint, threw it away. Overton's 14th turnover here in the basketball game. And timeout going to be called by Freeman. A full length timeout. 3 minutes, 37 seconds to go in the basketball game. Freeman 40, Overton 31. We'll be back after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at state. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
Well, Overton wishes there was more time left in this basketball game. 3:37 to go, and they've missed a couple of opportunities to cut into this 9-point lead. And Coach Jim McLaughlin has kept Kyle Schlake on the bench with those four fouls, even though Kellen Unvert is fouled out. He wants his guards in there to handle the ball, apparently. The inbounds pass tapped by Weiss, falls loose on the floor, but Rapp saves it, gets it into the hands of his freshman, Brandon Sedlacek, and now a foul will send Pella to the line. That's the only guy on the floor you don't want to foul. He's the only guy that's involved in the offense the whole game for Freeman that's actually on the floor. A 1-1 coming up for Pella. He is 0 of 3 at the line. And the foul is going to be called on Jared Schaefer. He's got 3. And the 1-1 coming up for the lefty Pella. Puts it up. It is short, no good. Rebound pulled down by Zach Olmstead. His 6. Zach up the floor. Can Overton put some pressure on by getting a bucket here? Skips it over to Jake Olmstead. Back out Schaefer off the pick. And Freeman's just all over those two. Schaefer to the right side, Olmstead. Going to take an off-balance 3. It's going to be short, no good. And right now the shorter Freeman team is getting the rebound. And then the ball stolen away in the backcourt by Schaefer. Schaefer, big steal. They need a bucket in a bad way. They're not taking advantage of their opportunity here. Schaefer picks up the dribble. Bounce pass underneath Olmstead. Swings it out to Jake for the 3. It's partially blocked by Rapp. And the ball's loose at the other end. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Overton. But the clock's down to 2:50 to go. Overton hasn't scored a field goal in nearly 3 minutes. 2.5 minutes, let's say it is. 40-31 Freeman, 2:50 to go. Overton ball on their own baseline. Schaefer throws it out top to Weiss. Back to Schaefer, off the pick. Can't get the shot away. One dribble into the paint they go. Hodson throws up a wild shot and scores his first bucket of the ball game. It's a 7-point game. Rapp trapped in the backcourt, trying to tie him up. A whistle and a timeout, Freeman. And they're going to get their big fella Schlake into the game. A full-length timeout by the Falcons. They will have 2 remaining. Overton is doing everything they can. They're just not catching up quick enough. 2:35 to go in the game. Freeman 40, Overton 33. And we'll be back after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And we're back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. 2:35 to go in our D1 state championship. Freeman 40, Overton 33. Freeman ball against full court pressure. But the 6'9 senior Slake is back in the game. Rapp dribbles around the pressure, gets it to Pella. Pella's going to attack the hoop, give it off, and Hodgson steps in front and steals the ball away. Jared Hodgson with the steal to Schaefer. Schaefer, outlet pass, gives it to Olmstead. Jake takes it into the paint, gets tripped up, and we're going to get a foul called. Blocking foul on Freeman. Overton's been getting some calls here in the fourth quarter. And both teams are in the bonus. The foul is going to be on Jordan Pella. That is his first. And at the line will be Jake Olmstead to shoot the 1-1. He's got a game-high 17 points. And he needs two more right here. Let's see if he can get it done with 2:20 to go in the game. And Olmstead, the sophomore, puts the first free throw on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Pella. Pella brings the ball up the floor. They're trying to knock it away from behind. Can't do it. Pella settles underneath the Schlake. They have to foul him, and Schaefer did. He made sure he didn't score as they had a 3-on-1 break. Pella got tripped up. I think he hit his head when he passed the ball off. 2:11 to go, and now Schlake has a chance to extend the lead, and Schaefer with his fourth personal foul. They say that's his fifth. They say that's his fifth personal foul. Everywhere here had him for four. Well, that is a huge loss, and if it indeed, of course, will be his fifth. So Schaefer fouls out of the game with 8 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocked shots. Fouls out with 2:11 to go. Schlake goes to the line to shoot two. He leads the Falcons with 15 points. First free throw is on the way, and it is good. Just the second point of the fourth quarter for Freeman. The problem is Overton's only managed 7. 41-33 Freeman. Second free throw for Schlake is on the way, and he got them both. So he hits the money free throws, and there's a swing. Overton didn't make theirs, and Freeman did. Hodgson will push the ball into the front court again. They're down by 9 to Weiss. Weiss baseline. He'll put the jumper up, and Schlake just took it right out of his hands. And now Freeman is back in control with 2 minutes to go in the game. Freeman will bring the ball up with Jordan Pella. Overton's going to have to start fouling. Jensen's into the game. There's Ashelford. There's a kid you need to foul. There's Pella. Swings it over to Rapp. And we've got a whistle away from the ball. And it looks like a hold going to be called on Jacob Olmstead, working on Schlake. So he had to take over on Schlake when Schaefer fouled out of the ball game. And that will be the fourth on Jacob Olmstead. And Schlake will go to the line to shoot two more because that is the 10th team foul. Overton had a chance. They just couldn't convert enough shots when they had the Falcons outmanned here in the fourth quarter. The first free throw for Schlake is on the way and good. 43-33 Freeman. And so after falling short last year in a game that they were in the fourth quarter and led most of the way and lost in the C2 final to Ravenna, looks like they're going to get it done this year. Second free throw good, 44-33, a minute 45 to go. Weiss brings the ball off the floor, takes it right into traffic, and we've got another blocking foul called on Freeman. And Weiss will go to the line, so Overton has a chance to score with the clock standing still. Brady Weiss has just 2 points in the basketball game. .141 left. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. And the free throw is on the way, no good. Overton is 1 of 4 in this quarter from the free throw line, while Freeman is 4, 5 of 7. Second free throw is on the way here, and it is no good either. Rebound brought down by Pella. He has done a great job today. I think he's been the difference in the game here for Freeman. 13 points in the ball game for Pella. Averages 12 a game, but he's taking care of the ball here tonight. And Overton trying to get the steal here, but keep away going on here for the Freeman Falcons. A minute 20 to go. They need to foul. Hodson coming out front, trying to catch up with Rapp, and Jensen will commit that foul. Jacob Jensen with his second personal foul. And at the line will be Eric Rapp. Rapp hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter. Freeman went on too many runs. They hit some threes in the second quarter, and then in the third quarter, Schlake had three straight times he came down and got offensive putbacks to help them extend the lead. And the free throw by Rapp is on the way and in, and now Freeman can't miss. They were 5 of 12 from the line through three quarters, and now they are 6 of 8 here in the fourth quarter. And the free throw by Rapp, second one on the way, and it is in. Nothing but free throws have been scored by the Falcons here in the fourth quarter. They have made 7 free throws, and it's 46-33. Sedlacek checks back in for Freeman, and Overton down 46-33. Hodson into the front court. Jared not going to shoot the three, and he throws it right into the hands of Sedlacek. Sedlacek's off to the races and decides to stop, put the jumper up, and score. Brandon Sedlacek with the steal and score. Here comes Hodson with a minute to go. Jared looks for somebody to pass it to. It'll go out to Zach Olmstead. Zach's going to force that three and nail it. Timeout Overton. Three-pointer knocked down by Zach Olmstead from the top of the key deep. But it's going to be too little, too late. Freeman 48 and Overton 36. 52 seconds to go in the game, and we'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Only 52 seconds remain here in our 2010 D1 State Championship. Freeman 48, Overton 36. And Freeman the ball after the Overton 3. Against full court pressure, Pella to throw it in. Looking, and they get it in to Frericks. No foul, back to Pella. They try to tie him up, and we will get a foul instead of a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Freeman. The foul on Jared Hodson, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot two. Well, Overton appeared to have gotten back in the game when Kellen Unvert was called for an offensive charge to wave off a bucket at the 5:42 mark. Overton had the ball down 7, but never could close the gap after that. Free throw here by Pella is short, no good. Pella continues to struggle from the free throw line. He's 0 of 5. And the second free throw now is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Brady Weiss. Weiss up the floor. They just need quick shots. Crossover, takes it to the hoop, throws it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pella, and Pella's able to save it out of there, and a foul called. It's been that kind of a game for Overton. They were giving them the two, and they couldn't convert the two. And I imagine it won't be long here. Jay Stair's got to be thinking about clearing the bench. 48-36, 36 seconds to go. And at the line, Eric Rapp to shoot two. He's 2 of 2 at the line, has 5 points. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. It's been great, as always, following Overton throughout the high school sports season as the free throw's up and in. And we look forward to keeping you up to date on what they're doing in the spring sports season. Don't forget Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Shadron, our C1 final coming up in about 30 minutes. Second free throw for Rapp. It is up and it is in. So he hits them both, 50-36. And back into the ball game, Dallas Ashelford. So both teams going to play this out maybe with the kids they have on the floor. Into Brady Weiss. Weiss will push the ball up the floor. Almost lost the handle. Gives it to Olmstead. Olmstead, another long three from the top of the key. Hit the front of the iron once, twice. Won't go. Rebound cleared out of there by Eric Rapp. Overton continues to try and trap. Up ahead the ball comes. Freeman trying to keep it away, which is 20 seconds to go. This one's over. Rapp has it. Overton will foul to stop the clock with 15 seconds to go. Brady Weiss picks up the personal foul, his third, and Rapp will go back to the line. 15 seconds remaining, and Freeman's getting set to clear the bench, so Overton will do the same. And the first free throw for Rapp is on the way, and it is good. 5 for 5 in the quarter, 8 in the game, and here come the ovations for both squads. But it's a more joyous ovation for the Freeman Falcons. Adams and Philly, they've won their shares of state championships, but this will be the first state championship for the boys' basketball team. The girls have done it. The boys will now do it for the Adams-Philly consolidation of Freeman. Into the ball game, we've got Tyson Brown, Max Flores, Dallas Bavard. The free throw is up and in. Also on the ball game for Overton is going to be Tyler Hinkle and Anthony Fisher. 15 seconds to go. Flores up the floor. Swings it right side. Gives it to his man Bavard. Back out on the wing with 5 seconds. Driving in, trying to get a shot away. It is up, and it is in for Tyler Hinkle, and that is the end of the basketball game. So Tyler Hinkle can say that he scored in the state final, but unfortunately for Overton, they come up short here this morning. The final score, the Freeman Falcons, 52, and the Overton Eagles, 38. Overton finishes the year at 21-4. Freeman ends the year as the state champions with a record of 26-2. All of the final numbers are coming up on the Nisco Sports Postgame Show, so stay with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and we will be back in 1 minute.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and they've got everything you need for the spring sports season, including baseball and softball gloves, bats, balls, shoes, whatever you need, travel bags. If you need to order your caps and uniforms for the upcoming season, Misco's would be glad to help you out as well. They've been doing it for over 30 years. Also, want to say Misco's has everything you need to keep warm with Columbia and, of course, their red ledge ski jackets. Misco Sports open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Freeman 52 and Overton 38, the final score here this morning from the Devaney Center. Just the second time Overton has ever made the state finals. First time in 40 years, and it's the second runner-up trophy. And as Coach Jay Stair said yesterday, these kids have done something that nobody has done at Overton in 40 years, and it's something to be proud of. Right now it's going to sting. It always stings when you're the runner-up. And Overton came into the ball game, I think, unsure whether they could stick with Freeman, whether they were the number one team in the state. But they played well, just two little stretches, and I think there was a feeling here in the fourth quarter when Freeman got their big men in foul trouble that they were in trouble overall. But Overton just couldn't finish. Jordan Pella really stepped up. Eric Rapp handling the basketball, and they did what they had to do, but Overton had a couple of chances inside, missed some free throws in the fourth quarter, and never got the game close enough to really make Freeman sweat, even when they finally had an advantage in the post. And three-point shooting for Freeman, it got them going early, and then they just quit shooting them. They were 4 of 7 of the first half, but only attempted 2 in the second half. And for Overton, they really never got it going from the three-point line today. They got back in the game by hitting 3 threes in the third quarter, but that was how things stopped tonight for the Overton Eagles. We will take a look at the entire numbers in just a moment. But right now, Overton is getting ready to receive their trophy here. Rich Broderson, of course, is doing a great job. He is going to be honored tonight with the Distinguished Service Award for the Nebraska School Activities Association, the voice here, one of the voices at the Nebraska School Activities Association. And Overton with just two seniors, Schaefer and Hodgson. And now let's give a quick listen here to Rich Broderson as they award the trophy. And Overton, the state runner-up here in 2010. We'll look at the numbers in 1 minute on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, here's the final numbers that we had for the Overton Eagles. Jared Hodgson, 2 points, one rebound. Brady Weiss, 2 points, one rebound. Zach Olmstead, 7 points, six rebounds, and one block shot. Jacob Olmstead led the team in scoring today with 17 points, three rebounds. Tyler Hinkle picked up that last second bucket. He gets 2 points. And Jared Schaefer, another great game for him. 8 points, 11 rebounds, and five block shots. Nine rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Overton had just 13 points at halftime. They picked up 25 in the second half. And the 38-point score today tied for the lowest that Overton had all year in the first loss of the year, the third game of the year. They lost to Axtell 51-38, and that also one of their lowest-scoring games of the year. 38 points, 23 rebounds, 5 out of 12 at the free throw line, 5 of 16 from three-point land, 6 block shots, and 15 turnovers. Overton will end the season 21-4 here as the state runner-up. We'll look at Freeman's numbers after this timeout.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at state. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Freeman Falcons. Eric Rapp had 9 points, five rebounds, and a block. Adam Frerichs, 3 points, two rebounds. Kellen Unvert, 6 points, three rebounds. Kyle Schlake had a game-high 19 points, 12 rebounds. I had him for 7 block shots, and Jordan Pella, 13 points, 5 rebounds. 15 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 14 out of 23 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, and 5 in the second half for Freeman. 52 points, 27 rebounds, 16 out of 27 from the free throw line, 4 of 9 from three-point land, 8 block shots in the basketball game, and Freeman turned it over 12 times. But the Falcons win their first ever state championship as a consolidated school with a 52-38 win over the Overton Eagles. And that is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Up next, the C1 state championship as Hastings St. Cecilia goes for their third consecutive title. In a rematch of last year's state title game, they take on number one Shadron. Then at 1:30, South Sioux City plays Omaha Scott. And tonight, We'll have Ewing and Hampton at 5, Omaha Central and Norfolk at 7, and Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen at 9. That game also on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Currently on the Breeze, Minden and Norfolk Catholic are playing the C1 Consolation, and then at 2, Axtell and Johnson County Consolation also on the Breeze, sandwiched in between the Nebraska women's semifinal. Blaine Bulis is in next, so again, thanks for joining us, and again, great season for the Overton Eagles. They are the state runner-up. Final score, Freeman 52 and Overton 38. For our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us as we give you one more update. Minden is up in that consolation game, 58-53 over Norfolk Catholic with 1 minute to go in the game. Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and have a great afternoon.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.